My name is Jim Southworth. I'm the investigator in charge assigned to this accident here in Lynchburg. We have a team of specialists here to investigate this accident. I arrived on scene last evening about 10:30 p.m. Later today, we will hold an organizational meeting to assign personnel to the following investigative groups. Operations, that's the operations of the trains, the rules in place, those types of information. Signal and communications. Mechanical, that's the rolling stock, the locomotives, the car equipment themselves. Hazardous materials, our recorders group, and a track specialist and a track group. Our investigative process begins with this organizational meeting. We'll designate parties to the investigation that will help us by supplying personnel with technical expertise. We then make assignments to work groups and establish a plan for each group. Each day, while on scene, we will meet to report on the progress, coordinate activities and plan for the next 24 hours. The on-scene phase is a fact-gathering phase and lasts anywhere from a few days to a few weeks. These types of incidents happen very quickly, but they take quite a bit of time to go through thoroughly. This will be a well-orchestrated industrial ballet. Some of the organizations that are here to help me: the Federal Railroad Administration, CSX Transportation, United Transportation Union, SMART, Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen, Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees, of course, the Lynchburg Emergency Response Personnel, the Police Department, the Fire Department, the EPA is here. Pipeline Hazardous Material and Safety Administration will also be here later today. The NTSB was formed in 1967. We're an independent federal agency charged by Congress with investigating transportation accidents in all modes of transportation: aviation, railroad, highway, marine, and pipeline. And we issue safety recommendations aimed at preventing future accidents. We've issued more than 13,000 recommendations in all transportation modes to more than 2,200 recipients. The NTSB is not a regulatory agency and is not part of the Department of Transportation. Our reputation for impartiality and thoroughness has enabled us to influence the adoption of many transportation safety improvements. More than 80% of our recommendations have been adopted. Many of the safety features incorporated into transportation operations and equipment originated as NTSB recommendations. Our on-scene work, again, involves fact-gathering, and I'll be briefing you on only factual information. I will not speculate or do analysis. Following the factual phase of this investigation, we do analysis of the facts, and ultimately, the board will issue a report with a probable cause and recommendations to prevent future accidents. Depending on the complexity of this accident, this can take anywhere from six months to a year, year and a half. Currently, the board members appointed by the president are Acting Chairman Christopher Hart, Member Mark Rosekind, Member Earl Wehner, and Member Robert Sumwalt. A little preliminary information for you. The incident occurred about 2 p.m. yesterday. I've looked at some preliminary event recorder information. The train was traveling at 24 miles per hour. The speed through that territory is 25. There was 105 cars in the train. It is what we call a unit crude oil train. It's 105 tank cars all carrying crude oil. There were two locomotives at the head end. 13 cars derailed. They were, we believe, the 35th through the 50th in that area. There are three tank cars in the river. And that's some of the factual information we have now. I'll remind you, we just got here, and I'm just getting organized with our people. I have had people out there through the night and the early morning of these early morning hours as well. But we're still gathering the data, and I expect to get a lot more information, of course, at 1 o'clock when I have my organizational and progress meeting together. And I'm prepared to take some questions if I can. Keith, I got lights in my eyes. You want to pick them?
Yes. Rucker with Reuters. Do you know anything, or can you tell us anything about the origin and the destination of the cargo?
Not just yet. It is a unit train, 105 cars. That's all I know right now. It is a crude oil train.
That's all you know at this point in your investigation?
Yeah, I've got a lot of paperwork that's handed to me at about 2:30 in the morning. I was back up this morning at 6, so I haven't had a chance to go through all that yet.
Some of us that have been reporting oil by rail shipments, in some cases, there's been accounts that the shipments have exploded. Webinson said that the tank cars exploded. I talked to some people who said that this seemed more of a case of a rupture, maybe not an explosion. Do you have any sense about that there was a big explosion involved, or this was more of a leak?
Not at this time. There are some eyewitnesses that I need to speak with as well, and I'll be interviewing the actual crew that was running the train sometime this afternoon. I might get a little bit more information on that as well. Still very early. Yes, ma'am.
Athena Jones from CNN. What can you tell us about the kinds of rail cars, if you know about those rail cars? Are they the DOT 111s that have had problems in the past?
I know there are DOT 111 tank cars in this train. Of which ones were compromised, ruptured, which ones have been damaged, I don't know all that detail just yet. We began moving some of those cars to an area where we could inspect them completely, both sides, tops, bottoms, very early this morning, very late last night. And my mechanical investigator from California arrived this morning, and he's begun to document some of those damages, as well as our hazmat tank car specialist.
And one more question on those DOT 111 rail cars. How concerned is the industry about these cars, and can you give us an update on what's being done to possibly retrofit or replace?
Well, very briefly, we held a forum, I think it was last week, on these types of issues. We've been working very closely with all the industry representatives. That's the FRA, that's the Pipeline Hazardous Administration, the car builders, the shippers, to look at what's happened with these accidents, to come up with discussions related to the design of cars, the routes these trains go on, the speeds, all those types of things are being worked on. So I'm not prepared to comment on that. There's on our website, you can find a whole lot more information that's very fresh related to that forum just last week. My concern really is to come in here and focus on what I have right here in Lynchburg. And it's quite different, so I'm not prepared at this time to make any kind of comparisons to what we've seen in other accidents or what's come out of those discussions during the forum.
These cars might have been the ones that you
ran. No, I don't right this time.
Yes, ma'am. Kathy Wolf with Politico. I heard anecdotally that this is the most populous area where an on-train has derailed. Is that something that you can address, number one? And number two, how much worse could this have been?
I don't know what the population is here in Lynchburg. It's the first time I've been to this fine town. As for how could things be worse, we know from other derailments that things could always be worse. They could always be less, too. I can't really comment on that. We only had 13 cars right now that we know derailed. The derailments in some of the other places that people are comparing to, like Lac-Mégantic, were many more cars and higher speeds and those kinds of things. So I don't really have much right now that I can go on from a comparison standpoint.
Is there Alex Rohr with the News and Fans. Is there any indication that the heavy rain over the last couple of days might have contributed to this derailment?
Don't know that right now. Certainly something we're going to look at. Our track specialist is out there. He'll look at the track before the incident, the track after the incident, probably most of the subdivision itself for those types of things. We'll open every door and we'll close every door before we start setting any kind of focus.
Okay, two more questions. Did each of the 105 cars contain crude?
Yes.
And do you know where that crude came from?
Origin destination, I'm just not clear on right now. I've got the paperwork. I just haven't had a chance to look through it all.
First take in the Platchee newspapers. Could you tell us a little bit about the evacuation yesterday? What time people were evacuated from the area? How far away? What was the evacuation radius? And what time people were allowed to return? And who made those decisions?
That's an area one of our investigators will be looking into. I know on my way down I heard that there had been an evacuation, so I was concerned about that and where would I need to go. Once I got here, the fire suppression had been taken care of. And the evacuation had been lifted. How broad it was or how many residents or businesses that were involved, I don't know at this time, but that is some information that we'll gather. But I do know by the time I was here at 10:30, there was no longer an evacuation zone, except for right immediately across from the accident site itself. Last question.
In terms of the environmental impact, is it a good thing or a bad thing that the river is so high right now?
You know, I'm not an environmentalist. I hear your question and it makes sense to me, but I really can't comment on that with any kind of expertise. but it is something that we'll be looking at as to how much product was lost, how much of it possibly burn off, how much of it possibly went into the river. I know there's a lot of monitoring going on right now downstream as well. That's about all I know there. Thank you very much. And I will come back as soon as I can after I've gone to work with these people and gotten further reports. Contact Mr. Holloway, and he'll let you know when that time will be.
Should we expect to hear personally again today?
I'd like to, but I just don't know at this time. I'll get down there and see you.